Hi, Darren.
Hello.
It's Jesse. So I started setting up your profile. So it just needs to verify your phone number. I'm basically at that point. Hopefully you don't have a problem with me doing this, do you?
No, no, I don't. And,
okay.
But
so, well, so it's to verify you, it just needs a text or a call. So I'm just going to text you. It's probably going to send you a code. Okay, so just when it does that, just give me the code. Hold on one second. Okay, so I just sent it.
All right, it's 112464.
112464? 112464?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Hold on, I'm almost done. Okay.
So, Jesse, what I need to, I need you to help me understand is how I'm going to be billed for this service. I know I paid the down payment.
Yeah.
Tell me what I pay. Okay, tell me, please.
Well, so it's just that you just paid the $250, and I'm pretty sure I let you know that I confirmed with them that you won't be billed for your first payment until first of January.
And how much is that payment?
So the first payment. Hold on, let me go to your profile. One second. So the first payment is going to be. $487. Yeah, so that's for the 13 leads, right? So beyond that, you're only going to pay for the leads that you get. So after the first month, after you pay the first $487 the following month, let's say you only take on one lead, then you'd only be paying $37.33. So it's just, it's what's called a required minimum budget. I think I explained it to you, like, it's kind of like a prepaid credit card. I don't know if you've ever had one of those where you put in $300 and then every time you swipe it, you pay back into it. And then you just have that set amount, that $300. So it's kind of like that. So you have that set amount that you just continue to pay back into, but it doesn't mean that you're paying that every month unless you're taking on all 13 leads.
Okay.
So what do you want your hours of operation to be? So I can put it in the profile.
Well, Jesse, I'm really trying to figure out if I can even take any more leads. Because right now, okay, tell me.
Well, so like I said, it's not going to be up and running until the first. So.
Of January.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, and so I'm not going to be charged anything until January, is that right?
Yes, sir, not until January 1st.
Okay, all right, so I didn't get billed the $250 yet?
No, so the $250 was already billed, but I'm saying for your leads, that won't be charged until the 1st.
Okay, so I've already paid $250, and you're also saying that on the first, I'll get another bill for $480-something?
Well, so the $250, Darren, is for the oh my gosh, I can't think right now. It's for the setup process. So it's basically for getting your license, insurance, passing the background check. So it's for the verification process.
For the verification. Right,
yeah,
so
that's a one-time fee. You never pay that again.
All right, let me ask you this. So if I do not want any leads coming from Splash or Google.
Uh-huh.
Because right now I don't want any leads coming from that direction until I get a handle on the work I have done I have now.
Right.
So I don't want to start paying for something that I can't use.
Okay.
So, but, I may want to turn that on, and I may be ready to turn it on in January, but I'm not ready to turn it on now. Now,
yeah.
The $250 to get me Google guaranteed and, I think that's worth it. But at the same time, I also signed up with Angie, and I made a, I believe I made a mistake doing that.
With Angie?
Well, because, they say they have, you know, their leads could be anywhere from $9 to $250.
Wow, really? You know? No way.
And listen, yeah, and listen, and so the first lead they sent me, I immediately called the guy because I'm competing with other people who calls first, and the guy said he's already purchased a new system. He doesn't need a second one. And so it's a lead that was already taken care of by somebody else. So,
wow.
Yeah, and so, and before that happened, I called them, and I told him when I, because I didn't find out the whole truth until the second phone call, the welcome phone call, you know, after they got me approved and all that, and that's when I found out, and I told the girl, I said, never mind, I don't want the service, because I cannot get charged for a call, and I'm not the first one to pick the phone up, so I could be eating $250 on that call. I said, no, I can't do that. I mean, I'd be stupid to do that. So, and I don't want that to happen here either.
Right. Right.
Hey, hold on one second. I gotta jump out of my truck for a second.
Sure.
Okay, Jesse, so, and so anyway, they called me back, somebody from accounting, and he agreed to refund me my $288 for the membership fee, and said that they were gonna give me a free membership because they needed people in that area. And I said, okay, you know, I'll try that. But then I'm noticing these leads are no good.
Yeah.
I
hear that a lot.
You know, I have to be able to stop what I'm doing, get on the phone.
Call them right away.
Call them right away. And, you know, like today, I was in an attic. And I just don't think I'm set up to do that. I really think I need somebody answering phones for me before I start paying for something like that. And I'm just one man, you know, for right now. So could you put my account on pause or something until I'm ready to actually start speaking?
Well, so like I said, Darren, if you need more time than just January 1st, just let them know that, but at least we can get the process started so once January 1st comes, then at least your profile will be set up, right? Because it does take 4 to 6 weeks to process your application. So, but I already let them know already not to bill you for the first payment until January 1st. If you need more time than that, though, you can definitely let them know. So they won't start the first payment. They'll start it January 1st unless you let them know otherwise, right? So, but it's still better that we just get the application process started, right? Because that does take some time. And we've already, you know, it's going on like the next week from when we sign you up already. So, you know, that already pushes it out like another week from that 4 to 6 weeks. So, I mean, I just needed to help you out with the Google Business Profile because, again, this was something that they added while I was on vacation. So now all the people that do Google Guaranteed with us are required to have a Google Business profile, and I know you're so new in business that you didn't have one set up. I just needed to get that set up, so I have one set up for you. You probably will be receiving a PIN verification in the mail. It's just a 6-digit PIN verification to verify that you have an address, but as of right now, you do have a Google Business profile, so I finished setting that up for you. But I just need to schedule you for another client interview. So, I mean, if you want to even push that out to next week or something, just to make it a little bit longer, I can do that. You know, they probably won't be the happiest about it, but I can definitely do that. Do you want to do it for, like, next Monday?
Do I want to do what?
The client interview.
And who is that going to be with?
It's going to be with a gentleman named Ivan. He's just basically going to set up your profile, and then he's going to go ahead and just show you the application.
Ivan.
Yeah, Ivan. Uh-huh. He'll just show you the application and everything like that.
Okay. I would say today, this afternoon, would be a good time for me. Probably
okay.
between 3 and 5 o'clock.
Okay, 3 and 5. Okay. Hold on, 1 second. Let me just verify that.
So Jesse. So I still don't know if I'm ready to get a large volume of calls coming in.
Right.
And okay, all right. And so you say, well, just call them and tell them when you're ready to turn the switch off or on. Call who?
Oh, so you would call the number you've been calling, the 877 number. So yeah, that's the number you would call. I mean,
well, today
I don't know.
I call a 251 number.
Okay, let me.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we're in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to have a presence on Google when somebody searches AC contractors in Gulf Shores.
Right.
You know, I'd like to be there, but I don't want to spend $500 a month to do that.
Right. Well, like I said, Darren, you only will spend that much if you're taking on all 13 leads, right? So let's just say you took on 2 leads, right? That'd be, what, $60, $70? Then you pause your leads, and then the following month you would only pay that $70 for that 2 leads. I mean, approximately. It's obviously, I'm not great at math in my head, but it's 37 plus 37. So whatever that would be.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. you only, that's what's great about this, Darren, is you're only going to be paying for the leads you're taking on. Whereas if you just did like anything else on Google, like let's say Google Ads is a pay-per-click, and that would be $4.99 every month regardless, and then that's unlimited calls going directly to your phone, right? So that something, okay, so sorry, I was just reading that. But that's something completely separate. That's not like this. So that I would imagine would get a little bit more overwhelming if you're only trying to take on a certain amount of jobs. So let me verify your client interview today, though. Hold on 1 second. So I know, I'm trying to make this as least overwhelming for you as possible. I'm so sorry. I really am trying. Look,
I was going to say, it was so much easier working for somebody else. I mean,
yeah.
The money isn't where near as good, but, man, it's just, there's a lot going on here.
Well,
and I'm trying to juggle, you know, really I've got, My primary source of work is the home warranty companies, and I don't have enough time in the week right now to do their jobs.
Really?
You know, but you know, it's not, I'm not focused in my neighborhood where I want to be. And that, I think that's why I need to market a little bit better. So I think it's worth it. Angie's List, I need to figure out how to get my credit card off their site. You know, I tried to do that and it would not let me.
Yeah,
it would not let me
take
that.
Credit card off?
Yeah. There's no option. Yeah, exactly. And so I'm going to have to go and probably cancel any payments, on them. I mean, it's just something else I've got to sit down and do. But, their leads, I don't know whether, what they think is a lead, but I don't know. I just hope Google, I don't know. How does Google know whether I'm getting a good lead or not just a phone call wanting a quote?
All of the calls are recorded, right? So anytime somebody calls you through Google Guaranteed, it's recorded. Now, again, Darren, the things that do qualify a lead are if they're asking about a price or setting an appointment. Now, I would say for most contractors in general, especially with lead services, most people don't tend to give a price over the phone. So they'll set an appointment to go see the job, stuff like that. I mean, I'm not sure if that is how you would do it or how it works in your particular industry. But, I would say most of the time that's the best way to, like, close a deal, right?
Right.
But anything else wouldn't be considered a qualified lead. So, like, with Home Advisor, you know, I've heard of people calling, right, and then calling back, and they're like, oh, I already found somebody. Right. Or they're like, I found somebody a week ago. You're like, what do you mean? You just called me. but you know, I hear of stuff happening like that all the time. All of that would be considered a disqualified lead through this program and it automatically disqualifies. So the only things that actually qualify through this program are if they're asking for a price or setting an appointment. And then all the calls are recorded so that you know that. And then it goes through that reporting dashboard that you're going to get. So,
So when I'm given the phone number to call back, I'm also given an extension. And so you're telling me that's Angie listening in. I'm actually calling an Angie. I mean, how are they recording that phone call?
Well, through Google Guaranteed, it's recorded, through when they call you through the business line on the number on the Google Guaranteed. But, I don't know if through Angie's, the way I think they do it is they have a form that the client fills out. And, that's typically how they do it. I do also know that they buy their leads from like contracting sites. Like customers from contracting sites, and then they'll send out those leads. So they're actually, this is something I wouldn't typically tell people, but, you know, I've heard from somebody that works there that basically they buy those leads and then they send them out to all the same people in your area. So they're definitely, most of the time, people who've already even found somebody. You know, they were looking for somebody through a different site, and then they buy them through those sites and send them out to all the people in your area who do what you do. That's why they're actually in a big lawsuit right now. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but if you just Google Home Advisor FTC, yeah, the Federal Trade Commission is investigating them and suing them. So it's, yeah, I mean, you know, Darren, I don't typically tell people this stuff because I don't want to sound like I'm talking badly, but I know you're so new in business and, you know, I just don't want to see you taken advantage of, right? But I would just Google it yourself, you know, Google FTC Home Advisor and you'll see all the information come up.
Okay. Well, I've already decided to let Angie go. But the home warranty issue, every lead is a good lead. Every, you know, and they're nonstop, and I'm not paying anything for it.
Right.
So I don't see any downside. The only downside is I have to wait. If it's a covered repair, then I have to wait 30 days to get my money. And if it's a replacement, they're not supplying equipment. I've got to go or use my credit, get the equipment, and set all that up, it's fine by me, because all the leads are good. I'm not paying for anything. I'm only making money, you see?
Yeah.
There's no deduction. So it seems like a no-brainer for me to stick with these people, you know, while I need the money. But I definitely want to get my name on Google.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Okay.
So we are, I'm just verifying that the 3 p.m. is okay.
Uh-huh.
Hold on one second.
So, Jesse, how do you make money?
Oh, well, I mean, I get hourly. You know, we work hourly. And, I mean, we do get, you know, I mean, I don't typically tell people this, but we do get commission, you know, on our sales. You know, I feel like I could be pretty open with you. but, you know, that's not why I do this. I mean, honestly, I know that might sound kind of weird, but, you know, I actually really do like helping people, you know. I'm not the kind of person that could sell or provide a service for somebody that I wouldn't actually do myself. So it's like I could never do, like, you know, life insurance or car warranties or, you know, anything like that. I'm not just, like, just a salesperson. Like, I actually like providing a service for something that I know will actually help people. So, you know, I really do believe in what Google does for companies. And, you know, all I really want to do is see companies be successful. You know, if I had a business, that's definitely what I would do. Okay, yeah. One second. He just replied.
Well, you must be a good saleswoman because there were countless people ahead of you that I denied.
Oh.
You know, and I guess you came along at the right time. You had the right voice.
Oh. Well, I appreciate that. Okay, so he just answered me. I'm going to get you set up for 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So just look out for that phone call around 3-ish, and he is going to be calling you from the 877 number. So, Darren, I did text you my extension and phone number again, so please just save it in your phone. So next time, if you need to reach me, you can reach me directly at my extension, okay?
I'll put you in my contacts when I get off the phone with you.
Okay. Did you have any other questions at all?
No. I mean, I will in the future, so I'm sure I'll be in touch.
Yeah, and I'm always here for you. So if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay, great.
All
Thank
right.
you for the call, Jeff.
Okay, bye, Darren.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.